Title: Ducking Reverb for Cleaner Big Spaces Advanced. Alright, let's talk about one of the most important sounds bigger but stays punchy techniques in drum and bass. Ducking your reverb, because in DNB, you don't just want a big room, you want a big room that behaves. The kick and snare still need to slap. The hat still need to roll, and the bass still needs to feel heavy and close. A normal long reverb tail can absolutely destroy that. Ducking reverb is how you get the best of both worlds. The transient stays up front, and the reverb blooms in the gaps. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three advanced, mix-ready workflows. First, the classic side-chained reverb return. Second, frequency-selective ducking so only the muddy band gets out of the way. Third, a big room snare setup using pre-delay plus a ghost trigger so the ducking is consistent no matter how messy your snare layers get. Let's build it in Ableton. Setup 1, the side-chained reverb return. This is the DNB standard. Create a return track and name it RV Duck. On that return, load Hybrid Reverb or Ableton Standard Reverb. And this is key, because it's a return. Set the reverb to 100% wet. If you leave any dry signal inside the reverb device on a return, you can get facey parallel weirdness, and your drum transient will feel blurry even before you start mixing. So lock it to fully wet, and we'll blend using the send knob like grown-ups. Now, a solid hybrid reverb starting point for DNB snares. Pick a darker large hall or warehouse-style space. Decay somewhere around 2.2 to 3.0 seconds. Pre-delay around 18 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is doing more work than people think. It lets the snare crack happen first, then the room shows up behind it. Then do some basic tone control inside hybrid reverb. Low cut around 180 to 300 Hz. And high cut around 7 to 11 kHz. If you're making darker techie rollers, you'll probably live closer to the darker end. If you're doing liquid and want more gloss, push the high cut higher but still be careful, because bright reverb plus fast hats equals fizzy soup real quick. Now we add the ducking. After the reverb device on the return, drop Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain, and set audio from to the dry track that should control the ducking. Most of the time, that's your snare bus. Not your full drum bus. Not your whole break. Start with the snare bus, because if you key from something busy, like hats or ghost notes, your reverb will jitter and pump in a way that feels accidental rather than rhythmic. Set the compressor like this. Ratio somewhere between 4 to 1 and 10 to 1. Start at 6 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.2 to 2 milliseconds. The whole point is, get out of the way right when the snare hits. Release is the groove knob. For typical DNB around 172 to 176 BPM, start around 120 to 180 milliseconds. If you want super tight roll clarity, go shorter, like 70 to 120. If you're in halftime or you want a slower, emotional bloom, you can push 160 up to 260. Then set your threshold so you're getting a meaningful amount of gain reduction. In drum and bass, it is completely normal to duck hard. Think 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. And here's a coaching note. Don't mix with your eyes. Instead, calibrate it to the feel. You want the first, roughly, 30 to 60 milliseconds after the snare hit to feel clearly drier. Then the verb rises naturally behind it, like the room inhaling after the crack. Now, send signal to this return. On your snare group, start your send low, somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Bring it up until you clearly hear sighs, and then pull it back about 10 to 15%. That last little pullback is where big and clean lives, instead of obviously reverbed. Also, don't automatically send your main snare transient layer the most. A really slick move is, send more of your clap, foley, and noise layers, and less of the clicky snare crack. You get the illusion that the snare is huge, without outlining the reverb on every attack. Next, clean the spectrum, because this is where most DNB reverbs die. After the compressor, at EQ8, high pass the return around 200 to 350 Hz. If your mix is heavy, go steeper and a little higher. Then check the mud zone, 300 to 600 Hz. Often a 2 to 5 dB dip in there will instantly stop the mix from collapsing. Optionally low pass around 9 to 12 kHz to keep the reverb controlled and not fighting your hats and air layer. Quick pro check, do a mono test. Throw a utility on your master, hit mono, and listen to the snare. If it gets papery or hollow, your reverb is too wide or the early reflections are causing facey drama. Fix it by narrowing the reverb return width to maybe 70 to 90%, or reducing early reflections inside hybrid reverb. That early reflections area is often the clutter zone. A massive tail can be fine. The messy part is the early density smearing your drum front edge. Cool, that's setup 1. Setup 2, frequency selective ducking. This is the duck the mud, keep the shimmer method. Here's the idea. The low mid part of the reverb is what fights your snare body and makes your groove feel distant. But the high air part of the reverb can be gorgeous and doesn't always need heavy ducking. So we split it into 2 returns. Duplicate your returns so you have 2. RV duck low mid and RV air. Keep both reverbs 100% wet. On RV duck low mid, put an EQ8 before the reverb. Low pass at around 6 to 8 kHz. You're basically telling this return, you live in the body. You can even do a tiny emphasis around 400 hc if you specifically want room tone, but be careful, because that's also mud territory. Then after the reverb, put your ducking compressor sidechained from the snare or break trigger. Ratio around 6 to 1. Attack around 0.5 to 1 ms. Release around 90 to 180 ms. And duck this one hard. Aim for 6 to 12 dB gain reduction. This is the band that would otherwise wash out your drums. Now RV air. Put an EQ8 before the reverb and high pass aggressively, like 2 to 4 kHz. Yes, that high. This return is basically only sparkle and space. Then either don't duck it, or duck it very lightly. Ratio around 2 to 1. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The result is expensive. The center of your mix stays clean and punchy, but the track still feels like it's inside a big space. Setup 3. Big room snare using pre-delay plus a ghost trigger. This one is clutch when your snare is layered and dynamic. If you sidechain from the snare itself, every time you tweak the layer balance, the ducking behavior changes. So instead, you sidechain from something stable, a ghost trigger. Create a MIDI track called a C trigger. Load a short clicky sample, or use operator and make a tiny noise tick with a very short decay. Program MIDI notes exactly where you want the ducking to happen, usually on the snare hits, maybe also on the kick if you want the front edge extra clean. Then make the trigger silent. You can set its output to sends only, or just turn down the fader and make sure it's not going to the master. The important thing is, it still exists as a sidechain source. Now go back to your RV duck return compressor, turn on sidechain, and set the input to a C trigger. Now your ducking is consistent forever. You can swap snares, resample, add layers, whatever. The reverb behavior stays locked to the grid. For that modern punchy D&B snare vibe, a great starting combo is pre-delay around 22 to 38 ms, decay around 2.0 to 3.2 seconds, release around 120 to 200 ms. That gives you dry crack, huge tail, zero clutter. Now let's talk musical workflows, because ducking isn't just cleaner, it's also arrangement power. One of the best moves, automate your snare send into fills and transitions. In the last 2 to 4 bars before a drop, push the send up by about 3 to 8 dB. Keep the ducking on. That way it gets bigger without getting mushy. Then snap it back down at the drop so the downbeat hits like a door slam. Another move. Automate the compressor release per section. In the main roll, keep release shorter, like 90 to 140 ms, so the groove stays tight. In breakdowns, push it to 180 to 260 for more emotional bloom. And bass. Keep your sub dry, always. If you want bass reverb, only send a high pass top layer to the reverb, something like 250 to 600 hc and up. Sub below around 120 stays clean and mono. Which reminds me, you can also put utility on the reverb return and set bass mono around 150 to 250 hc so the low end of the room doesn't wobble your stereo image. Now, a few advanced upgrades you can reach for. First, sidechain filter tuning. If you absolutely must key from a bus that includes hats, use the sidechain EQ in Ableton's compressor. High pass the detector around 120 to 200 hc to ignore rumble, and low pass the detector around 2 to 5 kHz if hats are stealing the duck. This one setting can be the difference between polite ducking and nervous pumping. Second, dual stage ducking. Put two compressors on the return. Compressor 1. Fast attack, higher ratio, short release, just clamps the transient moment. Compressor 2, gentler ratio, longer release, controls the tail musically. This tends to sound smoother than one compressor trying to do both jobs. Third, saturate the reverb tail. After the ducking, add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then optionally a tiny presence bump around 1.5 to 3 kHz. That makes the reverb tail readable on small speakers without turning it up and without adding mud. Fourth, gate the tail for techie rollers. Put a gate after the compressor so you get a controlled room burst. Set it so it closes after the bloom, with a release around 80 to 180 ms. It's tight, punchy, and very modern when used subtly. Fifth, if you're a Max for Live user, envelope follower ducking. Put envelope follower on the dry snare and map it to a utility gain or even the return volume, invert it so the snare hit pulls the reverb down. This can be more transparent than compression, especially on complex breaks. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Reverb on a return not set to 100% wet. That's a classic parallel phase trap. Number 2. No EQ before or after reverb. Low mid reverb mud is the number 1 reason DNB mixes feel weak. Number 3. Release too long. If the reverb never recovers between hits, everything becomes far away and smeared. Number 4. Sidechaining from a busy bus. Hats and ghosts will make your reverb twitch. Number 5. Ducking too lightly. In DNB, heavy ducking can still sound natural because the groove is so dense and fast. Let's wrap with a mini practice exercise you can do right now. Load a typical DNB pattern. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, hats rolling. Create return RV duck. Set hybrid reverb. Decay 2.6 seconds. Pre-delay 28 ms. Low cut 240 Hz. High cut 9.5 kHz. Add compressor after it. Side chain from snare bus. Ratio 6 to 1. Attack 1 ms. Release 150 ms. And set threshold until you're ducking around 8 dB on hits. Then EQ 8 after. High pass 250 Hz. Dip around 450 Hz by about 3 dB with a medium Q. Send your snare until you hear sighs, then pull it back slightly. Then automate the send up by about 4 dB for the last 2 bars before your drop, and reset it at the drop. Finally, do an A slash B, ducking on versus off. Listen for 3 things. Is the snare transient still punching? Is the kick still clearly defined? And does the track still feel larger with ducking on, even though it's technically less reverb during the hit? If yes, you nailed it. That's the whole point. Big space that behaves. For homework, build yourself a reusable return called RV Smart with 3 modes, roller, breakdown, and fill effects. Put them in an audio effect rack with 3 chains, each chain containing pre-EQ, reverb, ducking, and post-EQ plus utility width. Map macros for duck amount, bloom time, size, width, and tone. Then automate it across 8 bars, tight mode, then breakdown mode. Then fill effects only on the last couple of snare hits. This audio version is shortened for playback.